Now, talking of very cold things, Dave, here's a very good question from Matt in Norwich. And he says, listening to the story of Titan, is it possible to gain energy from the cold in that volcano you're talking about?
That is a very interesting question. You can't gain energy directly from cold. But what you can do is get a lot of energy by moving heat from somewhere which is warm to somewhere which is cold. And that's what essentially a steam engine does, or a car engine. Any of the heat engines work exactly like that. However, the efficiency, the colder that you get that cold end of the system, the more efficient the process is. So if that cold end was absolute zero, then if you move a kilojoule of energy from something warm to there, then you'll get a kilojoule of useful work out. If it's hotter than that, it gets a lot less. So whilst you can't get energy from cold directly, you can get a lot of energy by transferring heat to somewhere very cold.
And we were talking about precisely that thing on the show the other day, because we were talking about storing energy as the difference between a very hot thing and a very cold thing, which is actually a local group who were doing that.
Yeah, the isentropic and the cold, that's the reason why they're keeping the cold end very cold. It just increases efficiency of the whole process.
Cheers, Dave.